Tickets are now on sale for Side by Side, Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join us on Saturday, February 8th for an afternoon of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your tickets for Side by Side today.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
Hey CFRC listeners, in celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot. Right. Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot Alphabet Soup.
Did you know that CFRC 101.9 FM also has social media? Check us out on Twitter at CFRC for the latest program and news updates.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
Bruce Kuwabara celebrated Canadian architect and the mind behind Agnes Reimagine, the new home of the Agnes Etherington Art Center, is this year's Francis K. Smith Lecturer in Canadian Art. In his talk, Catalyzing Change, Kuwabara presents several recent projects that explore the themes of art and community and the insights he gained working on Agnes Reimagined. Join us on Thursday, March 20th at 6 p.m. in Grant Hall for this exciting event. Tickets are free, but please register by visiting agnes.queensu.ca.
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning, Cindy.
How's your New Zealand heart on this snowy, cold day? It's been quite the... Well, it's not January anymore, but it's, you know, It's been pushing you a little bit.
It has been. It took me probably double the time to walk here this morning because I was so scared of falling over.
I've seen a lot of that. Mm-hmm. I've definitely seen a lot of that.
I'm determined for it not to be me. Like, I haven't had a spectacular fall in, like, the 3 years I've been here.
Oh.
Touch wood, touch wood.
Don't. Why did you just say that?
I know.
It's going to be really public now.
I know. It's going to be like one of those banana peel falls.
What's so unfair is that everybody has that moment, but we all don't do it at the same time, which would be so great. We all have to individually fall, and everyone else laughs.
I know.
Even though that they all... Anyway.
I know my time is coming, but I'm extra careful when I walk everywhere.
Good. And that's your forecast for the morning. It's snowy. It's cold, and I know, like, there's some bus cancellations, but not in Kingston. They're all north of Kingston, but I think there's some freezing rain coming north of Kingston later this afternoon. So just be mindful if you're traveling up to Ottawa already. Lovely place up north.
Watch your steps.
Watch your steps. Okay, we got a busy weekend.
We do.
We have a busy weekend. Lots of great live shows. We're going to be talking about some of those. We have guests as well. A stacked show this morning.
We do.
All right. We've got Purple Dye. They're going to come in at 8:30. And we're going to get a little bit of information going on them because I don't know a lot about them.
Yeah, I saw them play at Battle of the Bands.
Okay.
Last semester. Yeah, but great things from them to come, I'm sure.
Evan Jackson has a great slot this weekend, and we've got an interview coming up just after 9 a.m. And then finally, Clay Pigeons, kind of darlings of this school year, They've got a new song. They're going to come in and talk about it. And I don't think it's officially released yet, but I've got it on my laptop.
You hit it here first.
We're going to hear it here first. All right, and you watch the Grammys, right? I was texting you guys. Mm-hmm. Do you understand why I hate watch the Grammys now? Because It never goes exactly how you want. But overall, like, did you make it to the end, first of all?
No.
No. Like, when you get to the three-quarter part of the show, it really slows down. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I need the... Do I need the whole, like, in memoriam? Like, it's super sad, and that usually makes me just like, I don't want to watch this anymore. But I felt the performances of our pop darlings, like... 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
They were so good.
Literally, I probably would have preferred just to watch like a highlight reel of the performances alone.
And I think they've learned that as well, to be fair. Like, they only give away, I think, 8 awards. But there's just a lot of bantering in between as well that I wasn't too crazy about. But yeah, there were always highlights. But there's a reason they don't broadcast the rock category anymore. Rue and I will talk about that later. Anyway, I'm going to see Jack White tomorrow night. Massey Hall.
Oh, my God.
So,
what?
Yeah, so let's... Get everybody awake, okay? I want a little bit of caffeine through music. We're going to play some Ketchell Blues, White Stripes, just for me to get ready, okay?
If you go looking for hot water, don't act shocked when you get burned a little bit. Thank you.
I said no.
Vietnam, and all I can say is I'm sorry. Sorry I wasn't better. A scarlet letter. I caused you pain, and I know this is insane, and I know it's a lot, so stop the mother yuck and chatter. But, do you want to go out for drinks with me tonight? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
But I listen to you.
She's probably right. She's probably right.
Okay, I want you to stick around. We've got so much going on this weekend on the show, as usual. We've stacked show with lots of guests. Our first guest will be showing up in about 10 minutes. And we're going to break down a lot of the local shows. I know I said I went on like, I'm going to see Jack White tomorrow night. But there's so much going on in town. I'm kind of sad about that. You know, happy, sad, whatever. Positive problems if there's too many live shows. Anyway, going back, I played some Catch Hell Blues from the White Stripes to get it started. I hope that woke you up. Kingston's own Paper Bag Princes, Aberdeen. Did you like that? I love it. Black Country, New Road brought us in with Besties. Okay, so I was talking to Madison about like what shows to go see, and it is going to be very difficult to decide. So I'm going to play a couple of artists that, you know, you might want to think about and intermixed with new releases. Okay. So I don't want you to think the Jungle's coming to Kingston. They're not, but I feel like they mixed in very well with Busting the Bass. And I'm going to play a track from them that they did with Cadence Weapon. If you've been listening to Indie Wake Up Call Thursday mornings for a while, you know that I am a big fan of these guys. So happy they're coming back to town, and they'll be at the Broom on Friday night. Madison, it's going to be her first time seeing them, and I think she's going to be prepared to be stupefied. Now, the thing with the Broom is, I mean, really, things sort of quiet down there at about 10:45 p.m., so we have options for you to continue your night and go on and see other bands as well. Like, you can just keep rolling through the night and get home at 3 and see, like, I don't know, countless bands. So we're gonna set up some itinerary ideas for you, okay? But first, play some Busting the Bass with Cadence Weapon, Airplanes. Yeah, I'm gonna play some Jungle because they have a new track out. You know that I love them very much, and I feel it'll sound really great. And then I'm gonna play a song from one of the artists coming in a little later on, or maybe I'll hold on to it because we should talk to them about it because we're not even really supposed to have it yet. Anyway, we'll figure it all out. It's the Indie Wake Up Call, and we're kind of running on the fly here, as usual. Anyway, stick around. Airplanes, Busting the Bass coming up next.
All week, I've been up all night, I don't need no sleep. Came with the gang through a rave on the beach. Feel the waves on my feet, it's a heat wave. Feel all the rays from the heat. Everything's so peak, everything's so up, so deep. Nights like this got me feeling so free. Up in the day, everything gotta feed. Don't need no club, get it in on the street. Every single beat that we play off the leash. Everything I made it straight off a speech. Brand new suit, pants pressed with a crease. Everything I dream, see it close to my reach. All the clickbait and the hate gotta cease. Trying to vacate suitcase when I leave. Outside, we outside. Trying to kick it from north side to south side. We ain't coming in, but we going in. We can give you the right vibe for the right price. Yeah, outside, we outside. Trying to kick it from north side to south side. We ain't coming in, but we going in. We can give you the right vibe for the right price. Yeah. Like a bird in the sky, airplane mode, auto, we fly. Don't say a word, don't ask why.
I've been living my life like I'm about to go fly. Feel like a bird in the sky. Airplane mode on, told me fly. Don't say a word, don't ask why. I've been living my life like I'm about to go fly.
Too fast, seeing the sun go down. I'm looking at the world for you, it's so true. Feeling the merry-go-round.
Trying to kick it from north side to south side. We ain't coming in, but we going in. We can give you the right vibe for the right price. Yeah. Feel like a bird in the sky. Airplane, hold on to a refly. Don't say a word, don't ask why. I've been living my life like I'm about to go fly. Feel like a bird in the sky. Airplane, hold on to a refly. Don't say a word, don't ask why. I've been living my life like I'm about to go fly.
Hello and welcome back to the Indie Wake Up Call. You're here with Rue, who's just joined us, and we have a very, very special guest in the studio today. We've got Max and Purple Dye. Hey, Max, how are you feeling?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Good. Happy to be here.
So, like, first time on radio. Congrats on your radio debut.
Thank you.
How are you guys feeling? We know you've got a big show coming up tonight.
Yeah, so we're playing tonight at the Clark Hall Pub at 9 o'clock for the Relay for Life Guitars and Bars event. Mm-hmm. Also with the Bright Sides and Carnelian. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty big event, and the set's dialed in, so I think it's going to go pretty good.
Stacked lineup as well.
Definitely. Yeah. And Max, the last time that we saw you was at Battle of the Bands last semester, at least the last time Rue and I saw you guys play. But how have things been going since then?
Things have gone really good. At the Battle of the Bands, we were still kind of figuring out what direction we were going to take the band. We had just met each other like a month before that. So throughout the last couple months, we've built the band chemistry and kind of figured out what genre we're best at. And yeah, we're having more fun with it now. The Battle of the Bands is kind of like nail these four songs. And now we kind of just get up on stage and
it's
mess around.
Energy from here.
Yeah.
But it was also a really energetic show when we saw you guys at the Battle of the Bands. Like, I don't think I've seen that much chaos in any of the other sets. It was really fun, really cool. Like, you guys are just out there. I was saying to you earlier, I don't think I'd seen many pop punk bands crop up in like the kind of Queen's rotation. We had a lot of like Strokes covers. That's what we were talking about last year. And then suddenly there comes just this like pop punk band. You guys come out. It's like really ramshackle and fun.
Yeah.
And it was definitely like you guys stood out from the other bands for that because everybody else sounded very different.
Yeah. That was kind of the one things we were a little bit worried about because it was such a rough change in the set, like style-wise. We're like, wow.
Was it Jinx before you guys?
It was Jinx. So they're
they
kind of
come off doing like 60s.
They're more in like the funk.
Soft rock. Yeah. Funky, soft rock, yeah.
Yeah, and they're really good too. Mm-hmm. But it was a pretty abrupt change in vibe for the show. But and I think part of it was probably nerves too for us that kind of made us go a little bit crazy up there.
Was that your first show?
That was my first time ever playing in front of a person ever. Like, I've never even sang in front of my parents or anything. So that was it, 150 people.
Wow, what a way to get started. And how did you guys meet? How'd the band get together?
So I was away on an internship for a year, and this is my last year. I really wanted to be in a band before I graduated to say I was in a band in college, basically. So I made a post on BandMix, which is kind of like Facebook Marketplace for musicians. And funny enough, I didn't really expect much of it, but I actually got a bunch of responses. And I was able to find the other guitarist and singer, Ben, on there, as well as Kai. So the three of us were kind of started texting a little bit, suggesting some songs. We still needed a drummer, so we went to Queens Music Club Jam Night, and they have like five or six drummers every night. And they just took turns, and the three of us were like intermixed with the people just actually there for the jam night, and we were kind of like watching like who are the drummers here, and we're saying songs, we were talking about playing to see if the drummers liked it or knew it. So we found Nick because Nick is amazing. He's probably the best member in the band,
and so that's the click, that's the band now.
Yeah I guess we're a band now, who knows.
That's actually so cool because so many bands we see form the other way around. Like, it's like, okay, four or five people who kind of like music and want to give it a try and they're already friends. But it's cool to see the other way around. Like, you're really intentional about it and you wanted to make it happen. So that's really cool to see. And I know you said that you're figuring out your style and what kind of things that you like. Have you decided on anything? Are you leaning towards one thing or the other?
Because we met each other in like that kind of very intentional way, we all have I wouldn't say very different tastes. There is overlap, which is nice, but we do come from different places. I'm more of like a hard rock metal guy. Ben's more of like a blues blues guy. Our bassist more kind of into 2000s alt rock, and then our drummer's kind of more into like old school 70s psychedelic stuff. So we basically just go to a practice. Everyone says a song that they want to maybe learn. And if there's like two or three yeses out of four, we just take it as homework and we try and play it the next time.
It's still about democracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's coming up for you guys? We know that you've got this show tonight with Carnelian, with the Bright Sides as well. Mm-hmm. That's for the Queen's Relay. What else is coming up for you guys after this? Do you have plans to maybe like get in there, write a couple of songs or something like that?
There's a couple songs that have been written in FL Studio that just need maybe some touch up before they get released. But yeah, I think the plan is definitely to kind of make the transition from just another cover band to have a few of our own songs, and we just want to play gigs more frequently. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing.
I mean, don't mind us, because we're on radio, we're always asking people if they've got originals. Are you working on
yeah.
stuff? Because we just love to play stuff that's, you know, made here in Kingston, here at Queens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, and any last words for the show tonight? What can people expect? What can they get excited for?
It's going to be awesome. That's really, I'll leave it at that. The Bright Sides, Carnelian. Carnelian just played Ale House, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably going to be packed to the brim. And we've talked with the other bands a little bit about it these past few weeks. And even with Ale House and everything on the horizon, like the guitars and bars has been brought up quite a bit. So I think we're all going for it tonight.
All right, so Clark Hall Pub tonight, see Purple Dye, see Carnelian, see the Bright Sides. Thank you so much, Max, for coming in.
Thanks.
We'll
for
go
having
out with
me.
The Black Keys, something that you're pretty excited to
Yeah, you
to
picked
play.
This song, so why have you picked this one?
Lonely Boy, Black Keys, classic college band cover song. I'll leave it at that.
Well, that's good enough for us, so we'll go out with that. Max, thanks so much for coming in. Purple Dye, guys.
We'll be right back. on the sofa.
They watch TV about a man named Chandler Bing, who died in a freak hot tub accident and spent his time drinking hot dog flavored water on a popular TV show called Tub Girls.
I don't wanna pay for anything, clothes and food and drugs for free. If it was 1970, I'd have a job in a factory. I am a man that's made of meat. You're on the internet looking at me. I hate almost everything that I see, and I just wanna disappear.
Okay. All right.
just kept me glued to my seat. I worried, even cried. How'd it feel to take the light from my life? Bad habit, even worse. 50-50, I'm a sucker for looks. Asked for it, here it is. A quick example, 'cause you wanted the hits. I think you're scared of being basic. That's ironic, 'cause it's reading like you're even more basic. It's not funny, it's so funny, 'cause you're basic. Just looking hot and keeping monotone and understating the things won't change it. It's not funny, but it's so funny. I don't want your money, I don't care for fame. I don't wanna live a life where that's my big exchange. I want simple pleasures, friends who have my back. Everyone has secrets, but not everyone can fool a man like that. It set me reeling, still not the same. It's like my capacity to love and give has changed. I guess I'll thank you and spite your name again. The past will pass and I'll outlast the hate to find real love that's not pretend.
I'm not afraid to watch your